Jim Field. Defense has been a problem this season for the Iowa Hawkeyes, and lack of it cost them in their Big Ten opener last night. The Hawkeyes couldn't get enough stops at crunch time, and Purdue escaped Iowa City with a 79-76 victory.
The concerning thing on the floor was a consistent pattern of behavior that we just don't guard people. We can't let a team come in here and shoot 50%. We had ample opportunities in the second half to take the lead. Couldn't get a stop. We needed one.
Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey there. Robbie Hummel led Purdue with 16 points, but it was the role players that hurt the Hawkeyes.
I mean, you look at the numbers. DJ Bird, 6-for-9. Hart, 3-for-4. Carroll, 2-for-4. Johnson, 2-for-3. Barlow, 5-for-7. Lawson, 2-for-4. I mean, every one of these guys who are not major scorers shooting above 50%, and that's unacceptable.
McCaffrey says the Hawkeyes need to find a way to defend the dribble drive.
The only thing we can do is we can keep working on it, which we have worked on, but we, spend a good portion of practice also working on offense. We're just going to work on defense. Help defense, contain penetration, get over, help recovery, closeouts, and understanding, how to close out on a driver, how to close out on a shooter, how to chase a shooter off the three. I mean, all stuff that we've already worked on, we're just not where we need to be.
Roy Devon Marble led Iowa with 17 points. Melson Basabi added 14 as the Hawkeyes fall to 8-6 overall, 0-1 in Big Ten competition. Well, the Drake Bulldogs jumped out to an 18-2 lead at the outset, and they cruised to a 79-64 win over Indiana State in their Missouri Valley Conference opener last night. That was the Bulldogs' 11th straight win at home.
Indiana State is a championship-level team, obviously, and we knew that they're not going to lay down even if we get off to a good start. I thought our guys just kept attacking at both ends, continued to maintain poise and composure, and played well together.
That's Drake coach Mark Phelps on his post-game show on KRNT Radio in Des Moines. Freshman point guard Carl Madison had a career-high 24 points, and he was a perfect 9 out of 9 from the field.
His first game as a freshman in the Missouri Valley against the reigning champion. I mean, I thought he was absolutely tremendous. Couldn't be rattled. I thought he was terrific. And he had a lot to do with us getting in the paint. But I thought all of our guys did a good job understanding that we needed to get in the paint and good things would happen for us.
Madison says with Indiana State closely guarding the Bulldogs' perimeter shooters, it opened up the driving lane for him.
That was my main focus this whole year, just get guys shots. I just want to get in the paint, get guys shots like Ben Simons, Ravonte Rice, are great shooters, Aaron Hawley as well, Jeremy Jeffers. I just want to get guys shots. And then since everybody's been shooting the ball well this year, they didn't help off as much, so they gave me a lane to the basket.
Drake improves to 8-4 overall with that victory last night. Kyle Weems scored 25 of his career 31 points. In the second half, Anthony Downing scored a career-high 26 in Missouri State. Open defense of its Missouri Valley Conference title with a 77-65 upset of number 21 Creighton last night. Downing's 23-footer as the shot clock ran out with a minute 11 left gave the Bears a 6-point lead. Jamar Gully at 12 for the Bears. National scoring leader Doug McDermott finished with 19 points for Creighton, but he made only one free throw after his three-pointer with 10:39 left gave the Blue Jays a short-lived 51-50 lead. McDermott had his streak of 20-point games end at 10. Antoine Young added 13 points. Josh Jones had 11 for Creighton. Preseason Missouri Valley Conference favorite Creighton lost at home as a ranked team for the first time in 19 games since 1975. Elsewhere in the top 25 last night, 12th-ranked Georgetown upset 4th-ranked Louisville 71-68, knocking the Cardinals from the ranks of the undefeated. There are now 4 undefeated Division I men's teams, Syracuse, Baylor, Murray State, and Missouri. Markell Stark scored 16 of his career-high 20 in the second half for the 11-1 Hoyas, who ended Louisville's 20-game home winning streak. Fab Mello had 12 points and 10 blocks. Why wouldn't he with a name like that? Those are both career highs, and top-ranked Syracuse stifled Seton Hall at every turn in a 75-49 win in their Big East opener. William Buford had career highs of 28 points and 5 three-pointers as number 2 Ohio State showed off its perimeter shooting in an 87-54 victory over Northwestern. Michael Kidd-Gilchrist had 18 points, and number 3 Kentucky beat Lamar 86-64 in the Wildcats' last game before they face off against number 4 Louisville Saturday. The 6th-ranked Baylor Bears avoided the upset bug, squeaking out a 54-52 win over 15th-ranked Mississippi State. Jeremy Lamb scored 16 of his 23 in the second half, helping number 9 Connecticut hold off South Florida 60-57. Keith Appling scored a career-high 25 points and sparked a 20-0 second-half run to help number 16 Michigan State hand number 13 Indiana its first loss of the season, 80-65. And also, Chase Standback came off the bench to pour in 29 points in 19th-ranked UNLV's 124-75 rout of Central Arkansas. In the NBA last night, it was Indiana beating Toronto 92-85, Miami topping Charlotte 96-95, Cleveland 105-89 winners over Detroit, Atlanta beat Washington 101-83, New Orleans over Boston 97-78, Oklahoma City beat Memphis 98-95, San Antonio topped the LA Clippers 115-90, Philadelphia down Phoenix 103-83, Denver over Utah 117-100, Golden State beat New York 92-78. In the National Hockey League last night, it was New Jersey over Buffalo 3-1. Washington beat the New York Rangers 4-1. Nashville in a shootout, 2-1 over Minnesota. L.A. shut out Chicago 2-0. Boston in overtime, 2-1 over Phoenix. And Vancouver in overtime, 3-2 winner over San Jose. Well, the Big Ten and the Pac-12 will extend their relationship beyond the annual Rose Bowl game as the two leagues announce that they'll schedule more events against each other in all sports. That includes the sport of football, and it calls for each school to play an opponent from the other conference every year beginning in 2017.
You know, our presidents and our athletic directors were unanimously supportive of it. And it's not a 5-year deal. It's not a 10-year deal. This is an indefinite collaboration to build both conferences over time.
That's Big Ten Commissioner Jim Delaney, who says the addition of a Pac-12 opponent means the Big Ten is dropping plans to move to a 9-game conference football schedule.
When we began discussing this and adding this as a 12-game, 6-home, 6-away, or equal number of neutral situations, I think our athletic directors quickly jumped to the conclusion that if we do this, if we're able to consummate this and set that direction, that the 9 games would then go away. We'd go back to 8-4-4.
Well, that could mean a steady diet of matchups between heavyweight programs such as Ohio State, Michigan, and Wisconsin from the Big Ten against Pac-12 powers like Southern California and Oregon, and fewer games against lower-level Division I programs. Now, while the football relationship is set to start in the 2017 season, all other sports, including men's and women's basketball and the Olympic sports, are set to get underway with the 2012-13 school year. Well, David Ash threw for one touchdown and caught a TD pass to lead Texas to a 21-10 victory against California in the Holiday Bowl. The Longhorns had 5 takeaways, and they sacked Cal's Zach Maynard 6 times to finish their season 8-5. Ash caught a 4-yard pass from wide receiver Jackson Shipley in the second quarter to join BYU's Steve Young, Texas A&M's Bucky Richardson, and Oregon's Joey Harrington as quarterbacks who caught scoring passes in the Holiday Bowl. The Golden Bears are winless in 5 games against the Longhorns dating to 1959. As Cal finishes 7-6 on the year. The Toledo Rockets scored at least 40 points in each of their final 5 regular season games, and the Military Bowl was no different. Bernard Reedy ran for a career-high 126 yards and 3 touchdowns in Toledo's wild 42-41 win over Air Force. The Air Force attempted a 2-point conversion that went awry with 52 seconds left, and that secured the win for the Rockets, who won their first bowl since 2005. Air Force lined up to kick the extra point after Zach Kauth's 33-yard touchdown catch pulled the Falcons within a point, but holder David Baska ran the option instead, and his pitch to kicker Parker Harrington ended up going out of bounds in the end zone. Toledo from the Mid-American Conference finished 9-4, while the Air Force ends up with a 7-6 mark. In NFL news, Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo was on the practice field Wednesday and throwing with his bruised right hand. Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett says Romo was able to throw the ball okay during practice, but he didn't take all the reps and his hand is still swollen. Garrett added that it's still early and they'll know more about Romo's status to play Sunday night against the New York Giants later in the week. Romo bruised his hand Saturday against Philadelphia. Sunday night's Cowboys-Giants winner takes the NFC East title and a playoff spot. In other NFL news, Browns quarterback Colt McCoy still has not been cleared to practice after sustaining a concussion on December 8th, and he'll likely miss the season finale against Pittsburgh. Texans defensive coordinator Wade Phillips is back on the practice field with his team 2 weeks after undergoing kidney and gallbladder surgery. Miami Dolphins left tackle Jake Long has been placed on injured reserve with a right arm injury, meaning he'll miss the team's final game Sunday against the New York Jets. That move Wednesday came a day after Long was chosen as a Pro Bowl starter for the 3rd consecutive year. Christian Ponder has passed all of his concussion tests, and he's expected to start at quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings in the season finale against Chicago on Sunday. Raiders wide receiver Jacoby Ford practiced for the first time since he sprained his foot against the Chargers on November 10th. Running back Darren McFadden remains sidelined by a foot injury that he suffered back in October. Cincinnati Bengals say that Sunday's pivotal game with the Baltimore Ravens is a sellout, only the second this season at Paul Brown Stadium. To spark this week's sales, the Bengals had a 2-for-1 offer for season ticket holders. The sellout allows the game to be broadcast locally. In baseball news, the rebuilding Oakland A's have agreed to trade All-Star closer Andrew Bailey and outfielder Ryan Sweeney to Boston in exchange for outfielder Josh Reddick and two prospects. A person with knowledge of the negotiations confirms the deal to the Associated Press. It was first reported by ESPN. The source added that the final details are still being worked out between the two teams. Oakland has dealt four pitchers to other clubs this month as management tries to rebuild that club. And the New York Yankees say star third baseman Alex Rodriguez is fine after having special treatment on his right knee and left shoulder in Germany earlier this month. The 36-year-old Rodriguez had plasma-rich platelet injections following a recommendation from Los Angeles Lakers star Kobe Bryant. Yankees general manager Brian Cashman said Wednesday that the team gave its permission after vetting the process. Cashman says Major League Baseball and WADA have approved the procedure and that it's also performed in the United States. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.